We're in Tuf Resh Vav. The Rama says, "Misha Meis Lo Meis Bein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Mutar Lichos Velitbol Be'erv Yom Kippur Yom Kippur Batal Shiva." So, someone who loses a relative between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, they're allowed to go to the mikvah and they're allowed to shower on Erev Yom Kippur because Yom Kippur gets rid of the Shiva. This means that the din of Yom Kippur is just like all the other Yomim Tovim, that if Yom Tov falls out during Avelos, he gets rid of the Shiva, and therefore you'd be allowed to take a shower, go to the mikvah, but that's only after Mincha, Samach L'Chashecha, because according to the Yesh Matirin in Sim Tav Kuf Memches, in the Halachas of Avelos, so we discuss when you'd be allowed to start showering, etc. And the Magen Avraham says, so too, you should not be makel too early when it comes to Erev Yom Kippur. Only an hour or two before Shkia should you be going, taking a shower, going to the mikvah, etc. But not earlier than that. Even though it gets rid of Shiva, it doesn't get rid of Shloshim, so you still have Shloshim. And during Shloshim, the halacha is that you're not allowed to shower, even though nowadays many are lenient on that, because they say that we are all have the status of an istinus, and therefore we would be allowed to shower. But still, even though Shloshim still exists, and you wouldn't be allowed to shower, Tefillah Shel Mitzvah is Mutter, which the Mishnah Berurah points out, sounds like that this Tefillah on Erev Yom Kippur is a Tefillah Shel Mitzvah. And even though we pointed out last time that it's not really a chiyuv to go to the mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur, it's still just a minug to go, but still we see that it's such a strong minug that it will allow us to override the Isser of Rechitza during Shloshim because of a Tefillah Shel Mitzvah. Shimon Tav Resh Zayin, Vidui. Zifal, if Tzarech Lezvados Mincha Kodom Sudas HaMafsekis, you're supposed to say Vidui before eating on Erev Yom Kippur, because maybe something will happen during your Suda, you'll choke or something like that, and you won't end up saying Vidui before your Nifter. So therefore, instead, we say that you should be careful to say the Vidui beforehand. But the Mishnah Berurah brings that there are some poskim who say that you need to do Vidui afterwards. This is the Shita of the Ramban, that you need to do Vidui after the Sudas HaMafsekis, before Yom Kippur as well. And we do that, says the Mishnah Berurah, by saying Tefillah Zaka, that is a minug to say Tefillah Zaka, in order to fulfill this opinion of the Ramban, to say Vidui after the Sudas HaMafsekis also. Rama adds, V'yachid Omro Achar Shagamar Tefillaso. We say the Vidui at Mincha at the end of the davening, U'shliach Tzibur Omro B'yom Kippur B'tocha Tefila. And the Shliach Tzibur says the Vidui is part of Chazaras HaShatz, not during Mincha though. That is the only time that there is no Vidui for the Shliach Tzibur, because the Vidui is left out for the Shliach Tzibur. When is the proper time to say Tefila Zaka? So that is a discussion. According to some, it should be said before Kol Nidre, and according to some, it should be said after Kol Nidre. It appears that the minhag is to say Tefillah Zaka before Kol Nidre. We get to shul a little bit early in order to say Tefillah Zaka. Some point out that it should be said standing up, since you're saying Vidui. And Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach points out that you have to be careful not to accept upon yourself the Kedusha of Yantif. As part of the language of Tefillah Zaka, it says, I accept upon myself the Kedusha of Yantif. But he says you have to be careful not to do that, because once you've accepted upon yourself the Kedusha of Yantif, you can't really do Hataras Nedarim anymore. And that's the whole point of Kol Nidre, is Hataras Nedarim. So therefore he says you should leave out that line, don't accept the Kedusha of Yantif on yourself yet. Rather, right after Kol Nidre, accept the Kedusha of Yantif on yourself instead. Others point out that this will now be problematic, because you're going to lose out on Tosefes Yom Kippur. Because if you wait all the way up until Shkia in order to accept Yom Kippur, you're going to lose out on Tosefes Yom Kippurim, which is Doraisa. So therefore, once you consult the Posek as to how to act appropriately in terms of accepting the Kedusha of Yantif as well as Kol Nidre, or not. Siv Beis, Ein Tzarech Lefarad Achet. You don't need to specify the sin that you were saying Vidui for. V'im Ratza Lefarad Harshiz Biyado. If you want to specify it, you can. V'misvada Balach Hashnach Lefarad Achet. But if you are saying Vidui to yourself, then you should specify the sin, because as Mishnah Berurah says, the more you specify the sin, the more embarrassed you get, and that will lead you to more complete.